In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The post-communion. By virtue of this mystery, O Lord, may our vices be cleansed away and our righteous desires accomplished. The theme throughout the prayers of the Mass today is the theme of healing, which does not surprise us, given the gospel that is read today. To understand the importance of this Mass, we must travel back in time to the earliest stage of the Church, when the Church first emerged from the catacombs. Today, as may be indicated in some of your missals, the Station Church is the Church of the Holy Apostles in Rome. This is where Mass would be celebrated then today by the Holy Father. You may recall that I have spoken to you about this Church of the Holy Apostles before. It is where we find the beginnings of our novena to the Immaculate Conception. From about 500 years ago all the way until today, the novena to the Immaculate Conception is celebrated in the Basilica of the Holy Apostles in Rome. That is the restored basilica, the one that was rebuilt in the 15th century. Today we must think, however, of the earliest version of this basilica, the one that we find just at the end of the Age of Martyrs, when basilicas begin to be built for the worship of God in the Eternal City of Rome. Today, then, all those who are about to be ordained to holy orders tomorrow would be gathered together after the hour of none for the celebration of this penitential Mass. Today, in preparation, placing themselves under the patronage of all the holy apostles whom they are soon to imitate in their ministry. And as for our Lord, today they encounter him as the gentle healer, who comes to heal especially from sin. The Church Fathers marvel always at the numbers that we find in the Gospels, and so today they assume there must be some great significance to the fact that this man who is healed by the pool, who cannot reach the pool where the angel comes and touches it for the healing of others, this man is healed by our Lord, but after having been 38 years in his infirmity. St. Augustine explains, yes, he has fallen short. He has not done 40, for 40 is the example given to us by the law, the prophets, and our Lord himself, naming these three figures whom we encounter throughout this week, and especially on Ember Saturday and this coming Sunday, the three we find on Mount Tabor. Our Lord, Moses, and Elias. All three of these figures fasted for 40 days. This man has two years. He is only 38. The Church herself sees the great importance of this number. We cannot doubt that because of the fact that if we count from today all the way through Easter Sunday, we arrive at 38 days. These are the days yet lacking to us in our Lenten pilgrimage. But the point that St. Augustine makes about the days lacking, which in the case of this man is the 38 years and not a full 40, he says it is because two things are lacking: the twofold commandment of the gospel, love of God and love of neighbor. This is what brings us to completion, and it is what brings to completion all of our penitential practices, the observance of the law of Christ. Although the man is healed in body, our Lord makes it clear that the healing of his soul is what is important, for he finds him in the temple later, after he has already spoken to the Jews about who healed him, and he says to him, "Behold, thou art made whole. sin no more, lest some worse thing happen to thee. This accords with the words of the prophet, which we hear today, the prophet Ezekiel, words that in fact form part of the morning office of the church every day of Lent, the office of prime, where the Lord says, as I live, I do not will the death of a sinner, but that he should be converted and live. On the one hand, the Lord says, if a man converts from his evil ways, I will no longer remember his evil deeds. On the contrary, if he returns to them after his conversion, all of his good deeds will not be remembered. This is the stern admonition that comes to us today, and why the church then implores again and again throughout this Mass that we may be healed not only in body, but in soul, that by our penitential practices, and above all, by bringing them to completion through the observance of the perfect law of charity, we may be fully cleansed of our vices, filled with Christ's grace, and prepared then for the joys of Easter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.